Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, with the Democrats looking like they're folding on taxes, we have an all-pundit show with Brian Bauman, Liz McMenamin, and Phil Uffelman. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. Quick housekeeping point here. Our guest today was supposed to be Assemblywoman Marilyn Kirkpatrick, and unfortunately she chickened out at the last moment, so we're going to have an all-pundit show today. And our guests include Phil Uffelman, President of the Nevada Bankers Association, Liz McMenamin, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, and Ryan Bauman with Ferrari Public Affairs. Pleasure to have you all here. So, Anjanette Damon breaks a story late yesterday afternoon in the Las Vegas Sun. She also reports for News 3 and News 4 that in what may be a final acquiescence that they can't get the Republican votes for a tax increase, joint money committees will begin the process tomorrow, which will be now today, of cutting the funds Democrats had tried to add back to Governor Sandoval's proposed no new taxes budget. Although negotiations are still ongoing, two Democratic leaders confirm they have all but given up on convincing Republicans to back either a services or a margin tax. The most they now hope to get from the Republicans are enough votes to extend the 2009 tax increase in exchange for reforms to collective bargaining, employee benefits, and construction defects. So they folded.
Yes, they did. And I guess, you know, looking back over the last several weeks, you kind of saw it in the wind all along. Unlike 2003, we've got a governor who said he would not sign off on taxes. In 2003, you had a governor who was willing and encouraging new taxes. And it makes a big difference.
If you looked at Nevada Newsmakers from the beginning of when we started taping down here, about a month into the session, the Democratic leadership were very convinced that they were going to get all these changes done and get revenue.
You know, Sam, I wonder if they were really convinced or they just had hope that maybe they could get some movement on it. I think they were trying to get the, at least get the subject open, start discussion, try to see where they could move it. They found there was a brick wall there, so I guess movement is not going to happen. It's my understanding that they will be, during the interim, studying the services tax and studying the margins tax. Now, there's not an appetite with some of the Democrats on the margins tax. The information that's come out is, it is not something that we maybe even want to play with.
You know, you even had groups like the Chamber of Commerce talking about revenues, but it was all for naught.
Well, I just think that there was just need to be a lot more dialogue to it. As Bill mentioned earlier, the Democrats' plan came out 3 weeks ago, and to implement an overhaul in the whole tax structure in our state in that amount of time without some sort of study, like Liz just mentioned, is just kind of too quick, not enough discussion with it, and isn't giving everybody enough time to digest everything that is going to be implemented through a new tax change.
We've been told that it takes 10 years to get a new tax right, to get all the policy pieces in place. I was told that for a story I did a couple of weeks ago for our news blog. It's called Nevada News Channel, by the way. You can get the story on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Click on Nevada News Channel. But I was told by one of my sources that when you implement a new tax, it takes 10 years of tweaking to get it right. And to Marilyn Kirkpatrick's credit, she is the committee of the Assembly Taxation Chair, who might have been here to discuss this morning. She does do a thorough job of trying to vet all the possible policy tweaks that people can foresee. Now, what she never said, and of course nobody ever said, was this is an obvious candidate for study before we ever implement it. So the study is kind of, I mean, can we all say, duh, that's the first step.
Texas, you know, did this 2 years ago, and was kind of, people were talking about having the margins tax 2 years ago. And now Texas's experience over the last 2 years, it didn't quite work out the way they thought it would. And so they're looking at how do we revise, amend, replace,
repeal.
So the reality is there is, you know, when there is a recession of the depth and length that we have had, there is no great tax that miraculously keeps, you know, the public treasury whole. And I think we just found that, you know, we proved that again. So,
Well, why do you think Chairman Kirkpatrick didn't hold any committee votes on either the service or margin tax?
You know, Sam, I guess it would be just maybe me pulling thoughts out of the air, my own opinion, but it could be that she wasn't ready to go into battle on this issue at this point in time. Marilyn is a real thorough, Assemblywoman Kirkpatrick is a real thorough legislator. I see her weigh both sides of issues all the time. So it could be that she wasn't ready to put her committee up there and put them out in the limelight and take a hit for it.
And she, you may recall, she was one of two legislators who cleaned up the mess after the green building tax. Remember that green building tax fiasco from 2005, which ended up costing the state millions of dollars? She and Debbie Smith were the ones who went in, did the research, figured out how to fix that, and I think she has seen probably one of the worst examples of a hastily implemented tax. She probably doesn't want to go through that experience again.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll wait on pundits when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
These are the greatest classic rock bands of all time. So get ready to relive rock at its best with the complete classic rock collection. The 100 greatest classic rock songs of all time on one unbelievable 8-CD collection. These are the classic songs that live on forever. You can't get this massive 8-CD collection in any store.
So let rock rule with a complete classic rock collection. To order, have your credit card ready and call the number on your screen. Do it now.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Call 1-800-237-1788. Don't delay. Call now.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our Power Pundit panel today. Ryan Bauman is here, Liz McMenamin, and Bill Uffelman. So now where do we sit with these sunset taxes that are about to go away unless they are revived? Your thoughts on the chances? I mean, at least it seems the Assembly Republicans are talking, but not the Senate Republicans.
That's exactly what I'm hearing and seeing is the Assembly Republicans are talking, or at least some of them, but they've also said, here are the things you have to do. And so far, changes that were required, if you take their bulleted list of changes that have to happen, those haven't happened. So here we are on the second to last Tuesday in the session, and they need to get moving if they're going to do those things.
And do you think that they're going to give here?
That's interesting. I don't, even if the Assembly Republicans give and the Senate Republicans consider it, it was my understanding the gentleman sitting in the building beside the legislature had said absolutely no. He looked at this as still a new tax. So I don't think that they're going to get it. I think that this legislature and these legislators are going to have to learn what it is to live within your budget. And that, I think, is what the directive from the governor has been all along. So I find this is going to be an interesting few remaining weeks that we have left in this session. So I don't know. I don't see it happening, Sam.
I totally agree. I think that the Republicans have been very strong on the reforms that they requested, and that dialogue just doesn't happen. The proposals that have been made have just been kind of some smoke and mirrors in as far as the Republican caucus's opinion. And at the end of the day, like Liz said, the buck stops at the governor, and if he's not happy with the reforms that are proposed, he's definitely not going to move forward with any sunsets.
Obviously, as each day goes by, Samantha, the governor becomes more and more powerful in this process. The Democrats have been saying all along this great doom and gloom will occur if monies are not raised. What's your reality of that?
Well, the gloom and doom is the legislators have a tendency to look at the end users, which are the college students, for instance, who come and testify. The end users on all of the services, what they tend not to focus on is the supply chain, so to speak, the supply chain in between, in both business and government. And the reality is that it's the supply chain that is as meaningful when all of new policies and new taxes go into place as the end user. And so my reality is that my realistic assessment is that the supply chain is going to be affected as much as the end users, and maybe possibly in a good way.
Absolutely.
What do you think in terms of economic development? If we come out of this with massive cuts coming to all these various different entities in the state, how's this going to look for people who want to bring businesses here?
Well, I think the ongoing effort in economic development and the commitment of the governor to seek out new businesses and the like to the extent that they are tax sensitive, that we don't have massive tax increases as California has raised its taxes once again, then potentially driving people out, that piece of it won't be harmed. The education, you know, is education going to suffer? Are there going to be larger classes and all of that? Yes, there will. But the irony is we have thrown more and more money at education for the last decade, and the results have been inverse. For every dollar you put in, it seemed like you had a 2% drop in performance. And I think if education goes back and rethinks how it's spending, I mean, it's ironic. I mean, the teachers suffer. I don't see the administrators suffering. All those kinds of things. They just need to go back and rethink how they do things. I think that in the end, life will go on, and we, in fact, will figure out what these new businesses are going, what kind of business the new businesses will be in. I worry a little bit when everybody is, oh, we're all going to build windmills and solar panels, and yet we don't have the distribution system in place. When we look at,
but that's coming though.
And you look at power rates here. If it's an energy sensitive, energy cost sensitive business, it probably isn't going to come here. And so we need to face those realities and say, what businesses are there? A couple weeks ago you had the folks from Story County on. They have a huge distribution center. The I-80 corridor and the railroad make a great place to do it. You could do that in Las Vegas too, along the interstate and with the railroads through there. Maybe that's what Nevada is a waypoint in the supply chain for the rest of this country for West Coast access, because you're not paying California taxes on property and other things to move those goods.
All right, let's take a break. Another segment coming up with our panel after this time out.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
They lend a hand during the difficult times following a cancer diagnosis. They're right there with patients and their families every step of the way. They're a cheering section, but never on the sidelines. They require no referral, and they'll see you within 24 hours. They're the expert hands of the cancer nurse navigators at Renown, and they make the remarkable happen every single day. To learn more, visit remarkablerecoveries.renown.org.
Internet Auto Rent Sales. Right now, Internet has over 350 pre-owned vehicles with drastic price reductions. During this event, buy with no money down, make no payments for 3 months, and receive $1,000 worth of gas. Receive the lowest interest rates offered on pre-owned vehicles in years. 2%. Bad credit? No credit? With credit amnesty, we can help you get the financing you need. It's no pay in May. Going on now at Internet Auto Rent Sales.
Back in the days of the Comstock Lode, the Virginia and Truckee Railroad was making history hauling gold and silver ore. Now, after more than 70 years, the V&T is rolling over miles of new track between Carson City and Virginia City. Get your tickets and get a sense of the Old West as this historic train follows the same scenic route it did so many long years ago. The V&T Railroad. Don't miss it.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I want to take a quick time out here to give us some help to our friends at the Whittemore Peterson Institute. They are the only nonprofit in the state of Nevada competing for a $500,000 grant. They are currently seventh place in this grant process and need your help to move into the top five. So please log on to facebook.com/Chase Community Giving. Next, like that page, and then go to the Chase Community Giving application, search for Whittemore Peterson Institute for Neuroimmune Disease, and cast your vote. Voting ends May 25th. We're talking $500,000, and those folks could really use it. So please vote.
We should post instructions on our Facebook page.
You know, actually, it'll be on our website as well. So.
Oh, very good. Make it easier.
So we'll just continue on here with our parapundit panel. Ryan Bauman is here, Liz McMenamin, and Bill Ufflin. And Liz, I wanted to ask you now, you know, with the money not going to be there, obviously, we are going to see people laid off. We are going to see people reduced hours, reduced income. How's this going to affect an industry like the retail industry?
You know, that remains to be seen. Right now we're seeing, as things are stabilizing, the retail industry is stabilizing. I hesitate to think that we're going to see that big a layoff, Sam.
They were talking about the Clark County School District, literally thousands of teachers.
I know. I find that interesting, especially after I heard representatives for the Clark County School District talk about, actually, there was many positions that are unfilled right now that is counted in that number. And so there's not a real person, there's a position, but there's not a real person that they're going to be laying off. So I think we'll just have to see where this takes us at this point in time. And as things stabilize, I think we'll see that in the public sector, these jobs will start coming back and there will be still people employed. I hesitate to say that the doom and gloom that we keep hearing, you know, the private sector's already felt it. The retail industry has been impacted by the fact that the private sector didn't have any money out there to spend. But at this point in time, I think ours is a wait-and-see position because we are seeing this economy stabilizing. We are seeing the state coming back, and I hesitate to think that it's going to be quite the employment exodus that they say it's going to be.
Samantha, we've been called the Saudi Arabia of renewable energy. And then we get the Las Vegas Sun, David McGrath-Schwartz reporting, power bills rising to pay for energy efficiency programs. Is this insanity or what?
Well, I don't know if it's insanity, and I have not read that article, but I know that power bills always rise to pay for energy efficiency programs. That's the nature of those programs. They come down as mandates, and somebody has to pay for them. This notion that once you have the pieces in place, the energy is free, it just doesn't, that's a hyperbole.
Which Senator Schneider said on this program, basically, was once you've got it all in place, the energy is free.
I'll be waiting for that day to happen. But I mean, once they put everything in place and everything is going, like Sam said, somebody has to pay for it, and it's never the provider who's paying for anything. It's always going to be a pass down to the consumers, and to get these sort of programs going, they cost a lot of money. There's a lot of capital. There's a lot of improvements that are needed, and to put the infrastructure in place, it's quite a cost to the consumer. So
Bill, where is this going to be as we continue to see renewable energy be the big push in this state? Where do we see the turnaround?
I'm not sure.
Do we ever see one?
I was just going to say, I'm not sure that we ever will see one. It's always going to be, what's the next kilowatt going to cost?
Well, these energy programs are kind of like the housing market. You can never find the real price because right. There's always so many market manipulations going on that the real price never becomes apparent.
Ethanol subsidies or subsidies to produce ethanol to make the 10% ethanol blends or the 15% ethanol blends or E85. What impact does that have on food prices if the farmer pays more to get the fuel to grow the corn to make the ethanol as opposed to Brazil where they're using waste materials to create their ethanol.
Another story from Anjanette Damon, who's been very busy here in the last couple of days with The Sun and News 4 and News 3. She says the mining industry can't make a big dent in the state budget. If you look at all the deductions, et cetera, that they get to take, when you really add it all up, it doesn't amount to that much money. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I would have to agree with her. I don't think it does. It might be a nice little chunk of change and could maybe keep somebody's pet project going, but I don't think that their deductions amount to that much. Maybe do we need to look at them over the interim? Yes. I think we do, just like any other analysis that we should be doing over the interim, to look at what we can do to make our state be more efficient. And I don't know. I just don't think the mining industry can pay for the state like they seem to think it will.
Ryan, Ed Vogel in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, writing about the committee votes to remove requirement to publish tax rolls in newspapers. Is it about time we got rid of this? And, you know, if people want to find out this information, if they don't have a computer, they can go to the library. I mean, do people really need to... does the state really need to spend this kind of money in the counties and the cities?
I remember the hearing on that. It was quite a cost to the local governments and the counties to produce that every year. And the technology that we have now, the internet, I think I heard in committee, 70%+ of people get their news on the internet now. I honestly can't say a time anybody's gone and seen the tax rolls, and I really don't see the need for it. Like I said, if you wanted to go down and do the research yourself, you possibly could.
I think the people in favor of this are the doctors that work on hernia operations, because I know when I get that thing and try to lift it up.
Well, Sheila Leslie has called this bill the bill that needs a bodyguard in the building, because every year they advance it and every year it gets killed. But what they did this year was something they should have done originally, was made it permissive so that the counties can decide or not decide. And if they wish to put it in the newspaper, they can.
And thank you all very much. A thoughtful discussion on many issues. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
Savings and value is what Toyota does best. After all, Toyota is the most fuel-efficient full-line auto manufacturer in the industry. And we have the lowest ownership cost of any full-line car brand. Lease a new Camry LE for $189 per month, or get 1.9% financing for 60 months on a new Camry or Tundra, or choose $1,000 cash back on a new Tundra. We're number one for a reason. Come see for yourself. Hurry in for the best selection.
Do you need individual health insurance that makes sense for you? With all the uncertainty around healthcare, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is a trusted choice, offering plans to help fit your needs and budget.
When I started my own business, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network.
Later, when I needed surgery, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
And if you're retiring early or just starting in a new direction, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield gives you nationwide access to doctors and hospitals and a commitment to service and value.
I had a little health scare recently.
My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
And you can choose plans with preventive care to help keep your family and your budget healthy.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
Join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, visit us online at anthemvalue.com. That's anthemvalue.com.
My name is Justin Brecht. I've been teaching 7 years.
Justin was named Teacher of the Year at his school twice.
I became a teacher because I wanted to show kids that they can strive for a better life.
But Justin was forced out because he was the last teacher hired. Under Nevada law, when schools have to lay off teachers, most districts are forced to fire teachers based only on seniority, not on how well their students are learning.
We've got to change the system.
It's time to end seniority-based layoffs.
It's time to put students first.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. While you're there, check out the blog. Plus, you can download the show free of charge from iTunes. The next broadcast, Adam Stryker will be here with Americans for Prosperity. See you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.